Are you and I in the right place? Are we where God wants us? Deuteronomy 12:5 says, "But you shall seek the place where the Lord your God chooses, and there you shall go." Obedience is always rewarded. It may not be done in our time or our prescribed way, yet it's always rewarded. This being the case, why then would any Christ follower want to intentionally be out of the will of their Maker? It could be that we attempt to take all the land, and that's good. The issue is many of us are trying to take land that was never promised or given to us. In your life today, where do you see the Lord Jesus dwelling? Has He been telling you to remain where you are, or to move into other areas? If you do not find Him speaking to you, maybe you're not genuinely seeking the Spirit for direction. As Christians, we are to go into the places that the Lord Jesus Christ directs us, there and there alone. How will we know where this is if we do not read the Bible, His roadmap for our lives? God promised the nation of Israel that if they crossed over and possessed all of the lands of Canaan, then He would bless them. It was a land for which the Lord God cared. The eyes of the Lord were always on it, from the beginning of the year to the very end of the year. That was the promise that God gave them in Deuteronomy 11:12. Think about those promises for your life. In this life of sanctification as Christians, our desire should be to serve the Lord and seek His plan for our lives. If I am in a land where He wants me, then I can be certain His care for me is always present, and His eyes are always on me, His child. Who would not want that? In Psalm 23:2-3, it says, "He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake." Today, may you seek where the Lord abides, and may that be the place that you should go today.